With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons, Adam Mealy and Steph Hennigan with you in a new space, John.
Yeah, well, we've been in here before. It's the studio we've often described as spaceship-like. It's still fairly spaceship. They're making the lights work for them.
What were you just pointing at then, John? An instruction for me.
On your mic, it says, never let anyone dull your sparkle. And I would say that is true of you, Adam. Never let anyone dull your sparkle.
It's almost like the fortune cookies are back.
Yeah. We went out last week, didn't we, for a meal, and Steph bought fortune cookies, and they were good.
They were good. There's no arguing with the fact that the fortune cookies were really, really good.
Yeah, I think mine was a bit... I don't know, bit of a downer, but your Adam's I liked, which was like, yeah, if you want to do it, just crack on.
I think that's fair, and it's fair for Adam as well. Just in the same way as his sparkle should not be dimmed by anything, no event should be dimming his sparkle. Should we just crack on and play some songs this week? What have you got for me, John?
Am I first?
Yes.
But Super Organism, isn't it?
It is Super Organism.
Super what?
Organism, I think. Super Organism, who a band that Adam's played before. Yeah. I do believe. Yeah. He hasn't played this one.
No, I played that one that's got a pause. Something for your mind.
This show is mostly made up of songs that Adam's played before.
This is brand new by Super Organism. I'm going to be careful saying that this time, and everyone wants to be famous.
Feeling like a frost and staring at the stars. It doesn't matter the cost, 'cause everybody wants to be famous. I'm calling the shots, so see you over at Mars. It doesn't matter the cost.
Feeling like a boss and staring at the stars. It doesn't matter the cost,
super organism. Everybody wants to be famous, John.
Yes, as we were saying before, that Adam played them back in, I think it was March. I think I checked, and I think it was in March, but they've got an album coming out on March the 2nd, which I think is self-titled. The Something For Your Mind that you played, was it the Joey Goddard remix?
Wasn't actually.
No, there's a Joey Goddard remix. I was listening to a bit today.
That's relevant to my interest.
I thought, oh, I wonder if it was that version or just the straight-up version.
It's a straight-up one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. But as I say, they've got a new album out on, well, say new, debut album out on March the 2nd, and they're doing a launch party the night before in Kingston in London. So if you are...
That's a weird fact about them, which is, I think, that they hadn't met when they first put a song out.
Really?
It was one of the, like, almost like the postal service, where there was a bit of a transatlantic friendship thing over SoundCloud or something, and the lead singer.
Some of them are Japanese, aren't they? And some of them are London people.
They're kind of based in London, but and the singer hadn't, when she recorded the Something For Your Mind, they'd never met.
There you go.
They have now.
They all live together in a great big house in London. But yeah, New Slang in Kingston on the 1st of March if you want to go to the launch party of this album that I think is going to do very well.
Excellent stuff. Adam, what are you going to this weekend?
I never know, do I?
One person to ask.
Yeah. I went out on Friday and then didn't do much on Saturday. And then, I don't know, I think I've been watching the telly. I've been watching Friends on Netflix.
I know that they put Friends on Netflix, and I just felt very dangerous. Oh, like, you're just going to watch him Friends.
There's so many episodes of Friends, you know.
Getting a hole.
It really, really reminds me of high school, partly because I watched it when I was in high school, and partly because I think everyone in high school acted like they were in Friends.
Yeah, there was a little bit, like, he's the most Joey.
Yeah, and it's weird. So, yeah, I spent a long time in a Friends hole this weekend. And I'm so Chandler.
I knew a lot of Phoebes.
Yeah. Do you know that Smelly Cat seems to be in every 5 episodes as well, and it's not funny ever.
I completely agree.
I've got a real bee in my bonnet about that stupid song. It's never been funny. I don't get it. Shut up, Smelly Cat.
100% with you. What did you get up to this weekend, Steph?
I just had a chill one. Went out for tea on Friday, went to Casa Italia with my mum and my brother. And
did you book it?
No, you can't book it.
I can never get in at the minute. I've tried last four times I've tried to get in, there's been a massive queue out the door.
Yeah, there's always a massive queue, but it moves really quickly. You can only book it if you've got 6 people or over, and even then they don't like it.
They're very good at letting you know what they don't like in Casa Italia. It's my favourite thing about it.
They are. And then Saturday I went for a run, did 8.5 miles.
Oh,
and
well
then
done.
Went to loads of coffee shops in Walton. Mm-hmm. That was it. Just very... Chilled
and relaxed.
Yeah, and then yesterday I went to the Tate.
Was it the Tate you were in? I was wondering, I was following you on Instagram going, this looks good.
Yeah, I know it must annoy everyone, but I literally do that Instagram thing because it really amuses me and my best friend, Leslie. Leslie loves it.
When I
do stupid things about going around art galleries. So it's targeted very much to her.
I really liked
it. And she appreciates it.
No, I was into it. I liked the you took a picture of the was it the stool? I went, this is an art, I just like it.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
it was a really nice bench.
It was just a bench.
It's like, this is a lovely bench.
Yeah. And I liked the picture you took of the picture saying, if you haven't got a print of this, I'm just gonna come back and nick it. That was funny.
They had it on a postcard.
Yeah.
But But what was weird was because it was Liechtenstein, that's what I went for. There's a Royal Liechtenstein exhibition on. And all the advertising and marketing, the 75% of the merch in the shop is around Wham. Wham isn't there.
Yeah.
It's not there. It's like the most famous painting. And you go expecting to see it.
Yeah.
And it's just not there. So that's weird.
You should probably like pretend it doesn't exist instead of like merch.
It's all over everything. Yes. What else did I do yesterday?
I liked his water lilies one when I went.
Mm,
the water lilies one I thought was really good.
I did. Yeah. I like the ones where he's working with different materials.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
Yeah. I didn't appreciate that side of him, but it was very good.
Have you been spinning, Steph?
Not since... When did I last go? Thursday.
I went spinning today.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a big spinning week lined up. Do you want me to talk you through it?
Yeah.
I have got... So tomorrow I have got...
Spinning.
No, tomorrow I am starting off with Hot Hit.
Okay.
Which is basically, that's what they call boot camp. And then I do a back-to-back one on a Tuesday, so then I'll go straight into spin. On Wednesday, I have got two spin classes. I have got one at 6 o'clock called Bros versus Hoes. I don't really understand the concept of that, but I will go anyway. And then another one following on later. So that's a double. And then Thursday, I'm doing disco spin.
That sounds good. That's the most intriguing one.
Disco spin's really good.
There wasn't that many people at mine, and it meant that you could come round and look at all of our numbers and shout at us more.
Well, that's what... Yeah, she does that. She's like, get to 185! I'm like, there's absolutely no way in hell I can get to 185. It's just not possible. Like, look how fast I'm pedalling.
Is that RPM?
I don't know. Just whatever. It's whatever it comes up on the bank. Yeah, it must be RPM.
That's very fast, isn't
it? It is so fast. And sometimes you can, but it's not something you can keep up for quite a while.
It's like Wigan Pier is about 80 RPM. imagine how fast the 185 must be.
Yeah, because, we'll get to like 160 and she's like, now we're going to sprint. And I'm like, this is sprinting. Yeah. And go any faster. But it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. You asked last week if anyone listened to the Harry Styles album.
Did I ask that on air?
I think you did, yes. But even if you didn't, though, you'd be quite the fan.
Yes, so I hadn't listened to the Harry Styles album. In fact, I'd summarily dismissed his first single without listening to it, because that's what I do, knee-jerk reactions.
Hang on. Point of order, I think it was in the restaurant.
Was it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carry on.
It doesn't make any difference. I'll just say the same thing over. I'd not really given him any time, and then I saw him on... I was at Trish's and she was watching The X Factor. I didn't watch The X Factor, but he was on it and playing a song called Kiwi, and I was like, this is actually dead good. And then he wears really good suits, so I started Googling like Harry Styles suits. Is a bit like Rihanna Wineglass in terms of the calming down thing. It's one of my calm searches. And then I read an article on BuzzFeed, which I forwarded on to you lot, which basically said that his gigs have kind of organically turned into this like safe space for his fans, and that it's like a really nice welcoming vibe. And like lots of girls who grew up with Harry Styles have, you know, they grew up with him as a teenager, and then they've kind of discovered their sexuality, and you know, lots of them are now lesbian or bisexual. And there's like this whole little group of... It was just a really nice kind of vibe around it all. And I was like, this is lovely. Like, what a nice thing to hear.
The piece is really
star.
Nice.
Yeah, have you read it?
I've now read the piece. I haven't listened to the music yet, but I've read the piece.
Yeah. So I thought, well, listen to the album. And the album's great.
No, that's good, isn't it?
It's just, again, it's like, he comes across just throughout everything as just a dead nice lad, which I think is quite remarkable for someone who's so famous. And, you know, any kind of pop star, and they seem like a bit untouchable, but he comes across as someone who's dead nice and down to earth and lovely. And yeah, I really like the album. So I'm playing a track off it.
What's that track?
I can't remember. Which one is it? Ever Since New York?
That's the one. Let's go.
Tell me something you don't know nothing. Just
Harry Styles, ever since New York, Steph?
Yes. There are dates. I can't remember them, but I saw he was doing a tour and he's doing an arena tour. I think his first tour was like a smaller venues, but I saw that he was doing Manchester Arena.
But
he's probably fine for tickets as well, isn't he? Like normally we're like, get down and see him, but you know, I think Harry Styles, like people are going.
He's not worried about getting packed out or not, is he really, let's be honest?
I saw him in Dunkirk again the other day.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
You could watch the whole thing and not really realise it was him.
No, I think he's like just low key very good at everything. Not in that kind of annoying over the top way. And I'm just jealous of his entire wardrobe. Like his suits are unreal.
Yeah, good. Where are they from?
Gucci mainly.
Okay.
Like, you're not getting that in Burton's. There's no good rip off of those suits.
And Gucci do not discount.
Gucci do not discount. Although they probably gifted them to him.
Bastards. Just gotta go on and become Harry Styles, get loads of free suits into the bargain, then see who's laughing now. Mm. You can definitely pull that out. Adam, we'll do John first. John, okay. What did you get up for this weekend?
This weekend, so Friday, I went to the football with you, which was nice because we don't do that as much as people probably think. So that was fun. And then we went to a motel after, and motel was very drink. Saturday... we are having people over, so we did shopping for that. So went to 5 different supermarkets, but you know, one of them, and then got everything we needed. Then had some people over, and that was quite nice on Saturday night. And then Sunday, I slept for ages, which was good. And then I weighed myself, and then I did a 12-mile bike ride and a 4-mile run. The two are connected.
Oh,
John.
I mean, it's fine, isn't it? You know, what were we expecting? It was a heavy month of doing everything.
It was, so a heavy was like, month.
It comes off quickly, though.
Yeah, and also me and Steph are like, and now both entered in this half marathon at the end of March. Both officially entered. We've shared our screenshots of our emails with each other.
Good on you.
So 100% in. So I need to get going for that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm putting for the 10K in AFEB as well.
What 10K?
It's Hatton Park in Manchester.
Oh, okay.
It was just like the weekend I could do.
Heaton Park.
That's the one, yeah. Heaton Park is by the airport, isn't it? Heaton Park. So, yeah, should be a good one. Looks like a nice medal. And apparently it's flat. Apparently it's quick.
Heaton Park?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
have you done it?
Yeah. Years ago. Yeah. It's a little bit... It's fine. There's nothing.
No. They were advertising it as one that you could, like, get a PB on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was my weekend. I think that's everything. I watched Titanic last night. I've never seen it.
And oh, like, really?
Yeah, Laura couldn't believe it. So we, it was on telly. So we watched it.
What did you think?
I really liked it. I think it was...
long, isn't it?
Yeah, it is long, but we luckily we paused it and then got to fast forward the adverts because we were doing dinner.
I fast forwarded the old lady bits when I watched it.
Who's the old lady?
That was years ago. Who's the old lady?
I thought it was visually like really good. I thought the bit like where the I'm King of the World and stuff, which is the famous bit, was just ridiculous. Like I thought it was going to be like a dream because it was that like, ah, come on. Not necessarily that bit, but the bit where she comes out and goes, yeah. I changed my mind. And it's a bit like he's just dreamt that she's changed her mind and she hasn't actually. But no, apparently that was real. Well, not real, you know what I mean?
Real in the context of the film.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's clever how they do these things. Like they built a Titanic and then sunk it. I mean, I know they didn't, but, you know.
As far as you're concerned.
Yeah, it is. Like, I'm impressed by film people. And, you know, and Kate Winslet rocks.
Kate Winslet does rock. This is true.
So yeah, so that's your 20-year-old blockbusters.
I thought she was quite problematic, Kate Winslet.
I thought she'd been cancelled.
Yeah.
Has Winslet been cancelled?
Yeah,
no,
she's
no
not
longer good.
Good
people.
Yeah, she defended Woody Allen
reasons.
And she wasn't quite as on board with the whole Weinstein thing as she could have been. Mm. I think she's very good at playing.
She's good
at the part of wokeness, but isn't really.
I didn't realise Winslet had been cancelled.
Yeah. She defended Woody Allen. You can't defend Woody Allen.
I mean, a lot of people work with Woody Allen, though, don't they?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like we can hate them all.
We can. They're all cancelled.
Justin Timberlake's been cancelled, hasn't he?
Oh, my God, yeah.
See, that's what I mean.
It's coming thick and fast.
These cancellations.
I mean, just be good people and then we won't end your careers.
Yeah.
So there you go. So if anyone else wants their film reviews from a blockbuster 20 years ago, I'm here for you.
I honestly think that we might start getting, as a regular feature, which I discussed last week, John Gibbons goes through classic films of the 90s. I think it could be absolutely fantastic. Next week, Run Lola Run.
I'm not seeing that either.
There we are. Short that one.
Okay.
Yeah, an hour and 20.
Oh, yeah.
You can turn that around in German, though.
Yeah. That's all right.
German. But a lot of people talk a lot about Run Lola Run.
Oh, the girl with the hair.
Yeah.
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 I might do it tonight. An hour 20.
It's a bit like a computer game, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes, that's a really good comparison. Don't ruin it, though. We'd let John say that next week.
Okay, John.
Don't give it away cheaply.
I've done four episodes of Black Mirror now, people. I did the...
You've only done one in a week?
Yeah.
That's not progress. I did one when I get up.
It's not how Steph watches the telly.
Yeah.
It's a bit of progress. I'm old school. Do one a week.
Monday 9 o'clock. Yeah.
So which one was it?
John's still watching Our Friends in the North.
Did you say like that. ER?
Yeah, like
ER. I loved ER.
I was thinking of something that used to be on my
If
week.
ER was on Netflix, I would never leave the house. It's my favourite show, like ever.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
What's your Grey's Anatomy position?
No, don't like it. No.
What about the episode of Friends when the two doctors from ER are in it? I think that's a good episode of Friends.
Which episode?
When Rachel hasn't got insurance, so she has to pretend to be Monica.
No, not you, him.
I thought you meant Adam as well.
It's because I'm in the way.
And also you watch a lot of Friends reference Friends. We were on a break.
What episode did you watch, Gibbon fucking hell?
Hang the DJ.
Okay, what did you think?
Really, really liked it.
Yes, it's great, isn't it?
I like to read about Black Mirror after I've just watched Black Mirror.
I do. I go on Reddit.
There's like mixed reviews.
Yeah, but for all of them.
Right.
Like for all of them, every single one has mixed reviews. Mm. Like people love them or they hate them. Everyone's favourite order is different.
Yeah.
I think that just shows how interesting it is.
Because
there's no clear, you know, like everyone has different opinions on it, but everyone enjoys it.
Good.
Apart from Neil, who refuses to watch it. I'm not sure.
Sorry?
I'm not sure it's quite a refusal.
It's not quite a refusal, and it's most definitely not because I didn't make it. Don't worry about that.
It's got a film out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine when it's a sleeper hit.
I've read advanced copy of a review of it in quite a significant film journal today, and it's not glowing, but it's whatever a notch below glowing is. which I took before a ball was kicked, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's
a Bunsen burner.
Yeah, well, that's higher than a Bunsen burner, but not glowing. Not, you know,
four popcorns.
It's four pop. They've given four. I think if they were the sort of film magazine that would give four popcorns out of five, they would have given it four popcorns out of five. Which is an adequate number.
I'm thinking about dimmer switches, like, because glowing isn't the highest. It's more like shimmering or blinding. So glowing is like,
no, it could be glowing.
I know glowing's good. It could be glowing.
And if we're saying that blinding is blinding. Then glowing, it's
glowing.
Yeah,
I think glowing's.
I might read it out, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
but no, because it's advanced, and that's the sort of thing you don't do. Okay. People get annoyed about. Adam, gig of the week.
Gig of the week. Harrison Murray's been on.
Hiya, Harrison. It's been a while, mate.
Yeah, a long time no speak.
He's in Amsterdam. Is he always in Amsterdam?
I think I remember him being in Amsterdam in the past.
Sorry if you're not. But yeah, I think he might, because he didn't say any dates or anything. So anyway, the gig of the week that I've selected, more like, Adam, for him is Hater, who are another band that I've played before. It's the theme of the show.
It is the theme of the show.
I didn't realise until I'd already picked it, and I thought, oh, well, good. Because I like this song, and I also like the last song I played. So this is Hater with Cry Later.
Hater, Cry Later.
Hater, Cry Later, Potato. That's right, I did it in the break and I've done it again, Alligator. that is from their album of last year, which is called You Tried. Nine tracks, that's an album.
Tracks is an album.
Yeah.
They've just put an EP out which is called Red Blinders. So there's which is four
Peaky's
tracks. Exactly, Peaky's Lad. There's not another one I don't reckon. Neil's got it. the best answer of the blinders. So Harrison, please head to the Paradiso Kleinertsaal, which probably means small hall in the Paradiso, on Sunday the 21st of January to watch Hater. They are good. They've got lots more songs like that.
Good. That also, if we may refer to a theme of running jokes from last year, that is literally my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, so Harrison, you've got to go and get me something in the meantime.
I was short.
Yeah, but not after Friday. there is. Normally we play the band and then we talk about it afterwards because that's the way we do it. But I just want to mention, I'm going to say I'm playing a band called Melinas, who are Spanish from Pampola. And they're brilliantly playing a venue in Barcelona, which is called Razzmatazz.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
really pleased it's called Razzmatazz.
I've been there.
Have you been to Razzmatazz yeah. in Barcelona?
Yes, boss.
Really? Yeah.
There we are. So it's
got quite a few Britpop themed bars in Barcelona.
Have they?
Yeah.
I'm really pleased with that name. Really
got
pleased.
Got a Lost themed bar, haven't they? Well, it's probably gone now, but at the time when people were asked about Lost, they had a Lost
themed
bar.
Imagine if it was still there. That would be funny.
Yeah, all right then. So this is the Melinas. This is Melinas and Cartel de Neon.
Baña de
That is the Molinas with Cartel de Neon, which is from their self-titled album, which is on Bandcamp and which came out on the 21st of September 2017. I stumbled on it. I did the thing that some other people did last week where I was going through a couple of end-of-year lists, and I ended up on a really strange indie one, which was just genuinely quite pleasing in that there was a lot of stuff that I actually hated, but there was lots of stuff where I was like, oh, hello. I would never have heard that otherwise. That's an absolute belter, so Cartel de Neon.
Was it on a Spotify like playlist thing?
No, I couldn't link it onto that. I had to go and find the song separately afterwards, which also offered a fair bit of job satisfaction, to be honest.
I suppose so, yeah.
Put the hard yards in. Nothing handed to me on that. So, yeah, it's, like that immensely.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it as well, Neil.
I'm glad that you did. Very, very glad that you did.
I like all the songs this week. That's not to take anything away from that song, but I think all the songs this week are really good. You're in for a treat, guys.
If you hang on in from
stay
here.
Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
If you hang on in from here, you most definitely are.
If you're listening, then well done, because this is a good show.
It's a really good life choice.
We're recording this at the same time as the Tory government are doing their reshuffle, and it just strikes me as... Firstly, I've always found reshuffles a little bit mad. Like,
how weird. Did they always used to be news? I don't know if they...
They always used to be news, but I think they like just sort of feel so, like, we're just going to sort everything out with this, whereas I'd surely think if you had any faith that these people could do jobs, that you'd just let them do them.
Carry on doing the job.
Carry on and do them. And then it sort of takes the place of actual things happening. But also, this one just seems uniquely terribly done.
Well, she's not in a great position, and she, like, that we were saying before about people saying no to her. And, like, I think if you're, like, you know, if you're Blair 99, you're just doing what you want. You know what I mean?
With the exception of Brown.
Well, yeah, but he's got his job. He's got his own things going on. Whereas, like, now she's like, will you do that job? And they're like, nah. And she's like, all right, then. But that doesn't seem strong and stable to me, Neil.
It seems neither of those two things.
I don't remember any people being told no before, in government. Do you want to be the secretary of thingy?
Sounds shit.
No. Nah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm all right here. I've got a good number. Got a cushy number here. You keep your head down until you fuck off and then make a play.
Do you want culture?
They are all
dickheads.
I like the idea that someone gets off of culture. Someone gets off of culture and just goes, nah, fucking hate culture.
Yeah.
But also,
do you want the environment? Fuck off.
I like how the person that gets that gets women always actually hates women, though. That's like a running theme.
Yeah.
It's just quite difficult to find a Tory that doesn't, I suppose, isn't it?
But they do that with culture sometimes as well. Like when they want to cook culture, they give it to someone who's that's a load of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I hate culture. I like staying in. Are you going out? No.
like me being in charge of nature. Yeah. I hate nature. Yeah. Close down all zoos.
Yeah.
Build a shopping centre.
Who would you, of everyone that you know, John, who would you give the Department of the Environment to?
Oh, well, probably Adam Melia.
That's fantasy cabinet. Your
Adam Melia's like, he's good at weekends, any outdoorsy stuff.
He's very outdoorsy.
He's got walking boots.
That's covered in animals, Lee.
Also, sorry, also Joe Connolly, who's been on recently, so we can talk about him. Joe Connolly's out and about a lot. He does a lot of walking.
He lives on the Leisure Peninsula as well, so
He does live on the Leisure Peninsula.
Yeah. I've got to get over there.
They've got a way.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah,
got boozers on and everything. The way.
I'm trying to think what the thing what the job they could give to me, which I would be worst at or hate the most, or try and sabotage. I can't think.
Transport.
There'd be
some interesting railway lines to get built in Liverpool if I hadn't had transport.
I'd be a disruptor, that's for sure. Just try to disrupt those 35-year plans. Thought we weren't going to talk about railways anymore, Neil.
Steph, what department do you want in John's cabinet? What department do you want in John's cabinet? Foreign?
Good travel.
Yeah. Foreign secretary.
You want foreign?
John, as well. If you're replacing Boris, like, everyone will love you. Yeah. Imagine, oh, great, someone else.
Finally, someone I'm better than.
Welcome to everywhere you go.
Definitely.
Foreign Secretary. Excellent stuff, John.
What do you want?
I think Adam's took transport, and I think I'd sort of like, even though no one likes it as a brief.
I'll give you transport.
Well, I think Adam's took transport.
I've got transport. I can have education now.
Health.
I'll take education. Yeah. I'll take education and just see what happens. I'm not changing
in 6 months anyway, so don't get too settled.
Exactly,
like hot desking.
Yeah, it is like hot desking.
Keep your stuff with you at all times.
Excellent. It's good to see that Prime Minister Gibbons has got his plans, got his things in place. John, what are you doing for me? What are you playing next?
I'm playing Emmett, aren't I?
You are.
Is it Emmett Fenn? Yes, it is. And the song's called Lost in Space.
Of course it is. Emmett Fenn, Lost in Space.
Is he from like
he's from California? Oh,
Emmett Fenn.
He's not from Emmerdale.
Oh, drinks in the wall pack.
Yeah.
Have you watched Emmerdale recently?
Is it shite?
Oh my god, it's so awful.
I went here when they tried to glam it up. When they got rid of the farm.
My mom loves it. Like loves
it. My sister likes it.
Binge watches it because Christopher won't let her watch it when we're around.
Sometimes
she'll try and put it on. And I'm like, don't, no, no,
no,
no, no, no.
She's like, you're just gonna go to sleep anyway. It's awful.
I'm never sure
how it's still on.
I'm never sure whether it's like You know when you watch a program you don't watch and you're not into the rhythms of it and it just seems mad?
No, it's all...
I think maybe it is just mad.
I watch enough of it to understand knowingly what's going on and it's just like...
There's some really stupid characters in it that have been there for ages. Just being ridiculous. Really ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't get it.
It feels like they've got to give Yorkshire something.
But why? That's an awful portrayal of it.
I don't make the rules.
I don't know.
I don't make the rules.
So much catastrophe in such a very small village. So they're just on a... You'd move, wouldn't you? It's on some kind of runway.
I was just thinking about fucking Wycliffe. I mean, Oxford with Morse. At least Oxford's a big place and there's a university
Midsummer.
Yeah, pack that in.
Fucking move.
Yeah, you don't want to be in Midsummer for very long.
Yeah, it's like how many people got knocked over in cars and neighbours. Like, they just need to put some speed bumps on that.
Neighbours
is
literally, it's a close.
I know.
It's
just
Ramsey Street. Why are you speeding into the close?
Have you been there? Have you been to Ramsey Street?
Yeah.
And you go, and I have been, and you're like, how's you get any speed up? Is it possible?
I didn't even think about that. It's a close.
Yeah, it's a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Drive-by shootings. Cody Willis getting shot.
Same with Cardi. Loads of people get knocked over in Cardi, but it's a cobbled street.
Yeah. At least it's a free
thoroughfare. I think I'll sort of stick up for Curry. I think Curry's the only one that's half decent.
Curry is my favourite.
It's the best one, isn't it?
Curry's
EastEnders
great.
Is unrelentingly grim.
Oh, EastEnders
Why
is awful.
Would
Curry's
you watch
the
that?
Only one I really enjoy. Yeah. I like it. Thingy in it as well. Shane Ward.
I haven't seen him.
You know the
No, I know who you mean. I don't think I haven't watched it for ages, but
he's put on a lot of timber and he's looking well for it.
Good timber.
Yeah.
I love good timber. I'm relying a lot on it.
Yeah.
I've seen some EastEnders recently and it is, I couldn't believe how bleak and horrible it was. It just appeared to be loads of, basically, this plot of EastEnders, and I'm sort of fine with it because God knows modern life is reflecting it, but it's mostly men doing awful things over and over again.
Forever. There was a brief moment where Patsy Palmer would shout Ricky, and other than that, it's been grim for 30 years.
Yeah. Big Mo,
grim. Oh yeah, Big Mo actually, and Doc Cotton. So, but that was it. Was all around about a 5-year period where it was like
Pat Butcher.
There was a bit of all right.
Yeah, Pat was nothing about.
She's quite grim though.
She was quite grim. She was grim.
Style icon.
She's a style icon, but it was all the grim things used to happen to her. I mean, Ed and Frank having any conversation was fucking awful.
Oh, God, do you remember that bow tie?
That's really remember.
I don't even watch it, and it's just burnt into my retinas.
Okay, these are always off their album Anti-Socialites, and it is called Lollipop's Ode to Jim.
Sergeant, right in the corridor, I want you. If you can ever see me that way,
They're always.
Not even Pooka.
Adam's found something stupid.
Adam found something stupid on the internet. We'll talk about the song in a minute. Adam, what have you found on the internet?
It's a thing. It's a dog poo walking a dog. A big pink dog poo walking a dog in Japan. You may not be surprised to learn.
Let's make it the image for the show.
Okay. Send it you, Steph.
Have you sent it me?
Yeah.
Cool.
Excellent.
I'll credit you.
Amelia.
I'll be the dog poo.
I'll tag you.
So they're always, and the song's called Lollipop. You love always.
That whole album's brilliant.
Double V.
Listen to
is it. That so one with that, double
all V's, yeah.
All V's.
They're all vampires.
All V's.
Do not go near the
Evan, to sing your pop songs.
The whole album is brilliant. It really is brilliant. I nearly played Dreams Tonight, and I only realised that Adam had played All V's before when I searched All V's. All V's.
Dreams Tonight.
Oh, I think they might have had a couple of goes.
Yeah,
they have. We played Archie Marry Me as well.
I think I played Archie Marry Me going way back. I love Archie Marry Me.
Archie Marry Me and Dreams Tonight are both great.
So, should we do one of these things, Adam, where we say we're going to go see them and then not go?
Yes.
Does that sound exciting enough? I can't. I'm away.
February
the 19th at the Manchester Academy 2.
I am all. Oh, no, no. Yeah, I might not be away, but I don't like going to Manchester, so box to it.
They're playing the UK tour from February the 16th until February the 23rd. Look it up, it's on the Bandcamp.
Are you away for the whole tour? Because we could go somewhere better than Manchester.
I am effectively. Well, off air.
They're
playing.
We're not going to do it, Neil, are we? Come on.
but then tour in Europe from February the 23rd until when? March the 11th or March the 10th. They play Aarhus. Gotta do it. Well, enjoy. And then on the 23rd of March, they're touring, I'm going to say North America, because they do take in Canada, and they're doing that right the way through until June the 1st. Of course, they were taking Canada, they're a Canadian band. The album's called Antisocialites, it's the absolute business. That song is called Lollipop Out to Gym. Dreams Tonight could be one of the best singles of last year. Adam has played it, as he says. Came out in September, it's the absolute business. Steph,
yeah.
What is the banger?
The banger is by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. And I can't remember what were you laughing at?
Just John going.
I sort of heard of him, but I did it into my fist.
And is it something to do with stars? All of the stars, all of the stars. Some really bad charades going on there.
Say it again. I thought I can play it.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, All of the Stars.
Stop!
Kendrick Lamar and SZA. All of the stars.
All the stars. I've been saying their name wrong. Stars.
I've been saying SZA.
Have
you? Yeah.
SZA and
SZA.
SZA. Fine. They're my two favourites. I know everyone's my favourite, but I have like levels of favourites.
You're going to see Duckworth soon, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I was going to come to that in a moment. Yeah, 10th of February. It's my birthday present off Chris. Going to go and see him.
It's a brilliant song. I really liked it.
It's good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, really, really yeah. liked it.
Yes, and it's from the Black Panther soundtrack.
Which is, looks like a film worth going to see.
It really does.
Excellent.
Yes, it does. It's one of those things when I saw it in Spotify and I was like, oh, God, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. What if it's shite? Like, what happens then? It's like, it won't be shite.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what happens then? But it was okay. It was fine. Talking of shite, that new Justin Timberlake song is awful. Oh,
yeah. I know, I'm quite glad he's cancelled.
Absolute worst thing I've ever heard.
They're called Filthy.
Filthy, but yeah. It's like he's...
It's a bit like Kid Rock.
Oh, my God, it's wow. So bad.
Weird.
Yeah, give up. He's doing the Super Bowl this year, and like... Gaga did it last year, didn't she? And she was brilliant. And I don't know why they've given it to him.
I think maybe they've ran out.
Yeah. Who else could have done it instead? It feels like
we're a few years away from new megastars. Has Riri done it? She needs to do it.
Yeah, Rihanna could have done it.
She could have done it,
but she turns up late to everything and I think it's quite time sensitive.
It is time sensitive.
Yeah.
She's dead long,
she's
though.
She's stoned in a dress and
reads. Exactly half the time, Brianna.
Half time is an American footballer really long anyway. I'm sure they can extend it a bit more.
Yeah, well,
matter.
What else does it make, really?
Yeah.
Don't even know what the rules are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rihanna should have done it.
Yeah.
I think it's too late to start a petition.
It might not be too late to start a petition, but I'm not sure as to your levels of success that you might get.
So, yeah, Kendrick and SZA, good. Justin, very much not. I feel embarrassed for him. Give it up.
There we are. Damon. Adam, what are you playing for this week?
Oh, now you're asking. It was off another best of the last year thing I hadn't heard, and I really liked it. I'll tell you now. It's a song. I wasn't sure whether we played these before, but I don't think we have. It's Destroyer, and the song's called Tinseltown Swimming in Blood. It's great.
Ribbons dancing in the rain, flowers on the skyline, hey, how is the wine? What comes round's going round again. Towers coming up forever. That's alright for now. It was just a dream of your blue eyes. I couldn't see, I was blind. Off in the corner doing poet's work. That's alright for now. It was just a dream of your blue eyes. Tinseltown dripping in blood. So women dancing in the wind. Dead flowers on the skyline. Hey, how is the wine, baby? What comes round's going round again. Now let me tell you about the dream. I had no feeling. I had no past. I was the artist. I was the vast. spaces without reprieve.
Destroyer, Tinseltown, Swimming in Blood.
Swimming in Blood, yeah. It's from the album, which is called Ken.
Ken!
Ken.
The album's called Ken.
Yeah, it is, weirdly. All lowercase for some reason.
Weird.
Ken.
Yeah, strange name. But yeah, it's one of them, isn't it, I suppose. It isn't one of them, is it? It's just a weird name. Which was out in October. I believe he is from Canada.
Okay.
But yeah.
I learned today that in Canada you only get 10 days of holiday a year.
10?
Really?
Ten.
That's even worse than America.
Isn't it?
Awful.
And I thought Canada was sound.
Yeah.
That's made me reassess things.
What happened in Canada? You used to be cool.
Yeah.
10?
10? I know.
You'd even pick really carefully, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Not like today, when I just sat there, I was like, oh God, today's awful, and booked 4 random days off.
Oh, yeah. Steph's up, April the 4th, isn't it?
I think I've booked next Monday off, and Thursday at some point. It's just so I don't have to go into work. So what are you off for? I'm just not coming in. That's why I'm off.
How many days holiday did we get as a country?
It depends.
22 plus bank holidays.
I thought it was 20. I was going to say 22.
I thought it was 20 plus bank holidays, but it depends how in generous your employee is.
And how long you've worked there. I've got millions.
You just don't go in anymore.
28 of the Ampere app, don't we, Neil? Go us, investors in people.
Investors in people, indeed.
28.
Yeah,
sorting the boys.
Paid, though.
What? Well, yeah. I mean, this is the full-time employees. Yeah, yeah.
Not these trolls. We've been rinsing content out for 5 years.
Ryder, Porter Cousins, Brothers, whatever you want to call it.
Porter everything. By the way, the partnerships offers did not come rolling in. Off the back of last week.
Wow. Really asked for the next year's Christmas night out, I think.
Yeah, we would have took that before a ball was kicked. So if you do want to partner with the rider, you know where we are. DM us and go from there.
We will choose between all of the different offers.
Play it cool,
next
Adam.
Week's show.
Does anyone even check our inbox anymore?
That's a good point, actually.
Honestly, it's gonna be awful when we look at that and Heineken have been begging.
Because I'm not on Twitter anymore, so someone else must be managing it.
No. I noticed we had 5 notifications.
I'm sure someone's
9 now.
Are you on it? Actually on it?
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, Destroyer, Tinsel Town Swimming in Blood. He is from Vancouver. Sound
excellent. All right, John, what are you playing?
Oh, is it me again? Yeah. Oh, it's funny how it swings around, isn't it? One minute it's not your song, the next minute it is.
Anything interesting?
You step on the Twitter.
Oh. Give myself enough time there, but apparently not. It's Loom, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Loom, mate.
It's Loom, tip of your tongue.
Oh, well done.
I don't know what you've been told. I heard all that glitters, not gold. We made a plan for the overthrow, and it up in line for the bow and arrow. We caught the flame, but the flame caught on. You outrun me, we get stung on handheld screens, mouthpiece undone. Got your next trick on the tip of your thumb. Your next trick, me on the tip of your thumb. Guide me on the tip of your thumb. He spread the word, but the word had changed. Our phrase started to pixelate, and she told the boy, but the boy won't say. Holding on to his words in a tactile way. On the tip of your thumb. Got your next trick. Me on the tip of your thumb. Got me, hey. On the tip of your thumb. Wait. Got your next trick. Me on the tip of your thumb. Got me, hey. On the tip of your thumb. We're a sucker for the white noise and the pull of it is. And you love going back to the habit after kicking it. Say we're working on it. There's an art to connection, and we're chasing it from our TV set. We caught the flame, but the flame caught on. You outrun me, we get stung on handheld screens, mouthpiece undone. Got your next trick on the tip of your thumb. Got your next trick, me on the tip of your thumb. Got me, hey, on the tip of your thumb. See, got your next trick, me on the tip of your thumb.
Loom, tip of your tongue.
Yes, she is from Brighton, and I really, really like her. It's only her second single, apparently. She's got an EP coming out sometime this year. But yeah, I really like that, and that is all I really know.
Excellent. That's all we need. Listen, thank you very much for listening to The Rider this week. I hope you've had a lovely time in doing so. We're going to call it. I've already done a title for the show, and I've written it down on a piece of paper. The one where we play bands Adam has played before. That is the name of the show. And I am going to play us out now with a band called Girl Ray, who Adam has played before. And their album is called Earl Grey by Girl Ray, which I obviously like immediately.
Haven't we done that before? The rhyming thing. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it was. It's just great.
Was it the same one?
It's the same thing, yeah. The album Earl Grey by Girl Ray. It's just, it works nicely.
Works nicely. Yes. The number one song of it, not saying it's the best one, but track one, is called Just Like That, and that's what I'm going to play us out with. They've got dates. They're just touring like the United Kingdom on April the 10th.
Tommy Cooper.
Just Like That.
Just Like That.
Just Like That. Yeah.
There's relevance.
Honestly, next week. Honestly, this will get the young people listening. Next week's
Les
show.
Les Dawson next.
Yeah, next week's show. Les Dawson and Morecambe and Wise retrospectives.
My mum lashed out a Russ Abbott reference yesterday. I was like, my head fell off. She was like, Bond, Basildon Bond. That's Russ Abbott. Yeah.
We were talking before about Les Dennis's impressions and how they're quite hard to explain to a young person.
Yeah.
Right. Who's he doing now? Oh, it's Mavis again. Who's Mavis? Well, she worked in the show with Rita, and she didn't really know.
Let's took Mavis about as far as anyone's ever took anyone in his life.
But as a nation, we embraced it.
It was
a simpler time. Imagine that, just being someone's stick now.
That fella doing Mavis again.
Yeah, we only have three channels.
Girl Raider, UK tour, Bristol, Nottingham, from the, April the 10th, Bristol, Nottingham, Hebden Bridge, Glasgow, Middlesbrough, Sheffield, Manchester, London, Brighton. Seems pretty good logistically, I'd say, that one. I think we can take that one all day, all the way up and all the way back down again. And then a gig in Germany on May the 12th. So thank you very much for listening. These are Girl Ray. It's called Just Like That. Your Steph's gone.
West Brom.
Going with tonight. Social Podcast Network.